Welcome to Career Sequel, the Return to Work podcast. If you're re-entering the workforce after a career break, you just found your one-stop shop. I'm your host, Dr. Lee Coles, industrial organizational psychologist, career strategist, and the founder of Career Sequel. Each week, I discuss strategies you can use to bridge your career gap and land flexible, meaningful work you'll love. My mission? To help you find a job that fits your life. Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Career Sequel podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Lee Coles. If you're joining me today, it's because you're ready for what's next in your career. You've hit a point where you want to change, you want a next chapter, you want to up-level yourself from where you are today. But that's often easier said than done, because when we're in this position where we want to make things happen in our career, we want to move forward, move upward, we often get bogged down by the details. You start asking yourself, what do I need to do to make a change? What does my future career look like? What should my career look like? And you start to see all the obstacles in the way, and you get caught in the weeds. So in today's episode, I'm sending in a drone. I am tossing you an emergency ladder so you can pull yourself up out of the weeds, away from all the mess, and take a look at your life and your career from a strategic vantage point. So when we talk strategic, I'll take you into think about an organization. The highest level of thinking in an organization is the CEO, the chief executive officer. What if you made yourself the CEO of your life, of your career? CEOs typically deal with only very high-level strategic decisions. They're concerned about the decisions that direct the company's overall growth. So, for example, CEOs may work on strategy and organization and culture. And I thought this was really interesting. There was a study by the Harvard Business Review. They analyzed how CEOs spend their time. And they found out that in terms of a CEO's time, 25% of it is spent on relationships, 25% on reviewing the functionality of the business, 21% on strategy, and 16% on culture and organization. They showed that only 1% of the time was spent on crisis management. Now think about how you're approaching your career change that you want to have. What would happen if you let go of all your internal crises and focused on what moves you forward in your life, in your career? Today is about getting you there, and I'm calling in my experts. I have with me today Andra Erickson. Andra helps female business owners prepare to scale without burnout by being the CEO of their life and business. Andra is all about transforming people into the CEO of their own lives. So Andra is actually the pilot of that drone that is going to pull you out of the weeds. Her specialty is helping you to gain the mindset and the vision, the leadership, the energy, the clarity, so that you can look at your life, look at that career that you want, and take ownership. So Andra, welcome to the podcast.
Oh, Lee, it is so good to be here. Thank you for letting me jump into career and corporate speak. I normally get to talk to entrepreneurs, but this stuff really does apply to anybody. So I'm so grateful that I get to help your listeners be the CEO of their career.
I am so excited too, because so often, like I said, we are stuck in our own weeds and we need that strategic level vision. Now, I've talked about that the corporate definition of a CEO, but I want to know, what is your definition of a CEO? What does it mean to you to have someone become the CEO of their life?
Being the CEO, I love the corporate definition. I love that, you know, they're the highest level of thinking. Mm-hmm. That's magic. That is so, so powerful. And, you know, being the CEO, it really does come down to having good communication with yourself, being effective, and maximizing and seeking out opportunities. And you can do that with your career as well as with being an entrepreneur. So, you know, when we're being the CEO, I think I like the other piece of that is that you take full ownership, right? You are owning your experiences. The CEOs, like the buck stops with them. If something's not happening in their business, it's not like they get to go and blame everybody else when the press release hits. It's them. It's on them. And so when we take ownership of our career or our life, it allows us to actually create the life or career that we want to create. We're not delegating that responsibility off to anybody else.
That is such a good point. I want everybody to rewind the podcast, listen to that, because it's so true. I think so often when you are looking to up-level your career, you think about all the things that are holding you back. You tend to feel helpless, like you are not the one manipulating the strings, you know, like someone else is keeping you, holding you in place. Someone else is preventing you from making decisions, but really the buck stops with you ultimately.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. There's so many outside forces, right? With a career, right? You have to interview and maybe the interviewee is biased and maybe you even have to get somebody to look at your resume and you have to be able to even submit a job application. Like there's so many things that are aligned. So it's easy to delegate responsibility to other people. But when you really take full ownership, then it allows you to create the mental mindset and the vision of what needs to happen in order to get the career that you want to get.
Right. So why do you feel that people need to embody the identity of a CEO?
I think it kind of goes back to what we were just saying, right? Not delegating responsibility and owning that, like having that identity of I am in charge of my career. No one else, like the buck stops with me. No one else is going to give me the career that I want. Nobody else is coming to save me. No one else is doing all of these things for me. And I have to be the one that creates it. I have to be the one that creates the value, that expresses the value, that shares with potential companies, and whether it's an internal hire or an outside hire, you have to be the one that says, okay, how can I up-level myself so that I become more valuable to this corporation? And then how do I show that to them? Mm-hmm. Right. And when you when your identity is the CEO of your career, then you have access to that wisdom of how to actually do it. And mm-hmm. you don't delegate that to a manager or somebody else that's under you or over you or whatever. You're the one that does that for yourself.
Right. That concept of ownership of your own career, I think is so important, because I have people who come to me. So many of my clients, they come to me because they're doing really well in their career, and people in their organization, they want to keep them doing exactly what they're doing because they're doing a fantastic job. And it's really comfortable for everyone around them to have them do exactly the same thing that they're doing every day. Like they're a well-oiled machine. But you reach a point where maybe you want to grow, and you know that you're meant for something more. You want to do something that's going to take you to the next level. And really, you're the one who's going to get yourself there, because everybody else, probably your manager, your coworkers, they love you right where you are, doing exactly what you are doing. So it's up to you to actually take the initiative, look at what you want to do, and figure out how to get yourself to the next level.
And one of the things that I love, my husband's actually the VP of his organization, one of them, and he loves it when people that want to up-level themselves bring to him how we should do this that's a benefit to the whole organization.
Right.
And he oftentimes gets on board because they have it all mapped out, but it's because they have taken ownership and are like, okay, I want to grow to this level. This is where I think I could use my expertise and use more skills and gain more skills and help the organization. But I understand that there's going to now be a gap. So I think we should promote this person and move them here. And like they kind of do the chess match for him and present it to him in a way that's a no-brainer that makes it like, oh my goodness, this actually will be a benefit to the company. Yeah, let's do this.
Right.
And so that's what can happen if you take ownership of your career.
Right. And again, using the drone's eye view of not what you're doing on that day, on a daily day-to-day basis, but what your job could look like, what opportunities you could grow into, what you could offer the organization if you want to grow and within that organization. That's something that you can do.
Yeah. And one of the things that we need to have is a CEO vision. Right? For our life and when it's within a corporation, where could this corporation go? Right? The CEO has it for the whole corporation, but then how can we have that CEO type vision for ourselves and for our boss and for the people around us to up level everybody, like so that all ships rise when the tide comes in? I love that saying, right? And so how do we have that vision and create it so that we can move everybody up and create an even better organization.
Now, Andra, you have this amazing podcast called Be the CEO. So everybody listen to Andra's podcast with lots of strategies about that. And I know that you have something called the pillars of a CEO. And could you talk to us about the pillars of a CEO?
Yeah. So I mentioned one of them. One of them is CEO vision. We have to have just a high level. Like, I want you to think, if you have a certain vision for yourself, let's just say you want to become the VP. Like, what, like, make sure that that vision is so big and like tantalizingly fun to go and get after and go and do. But also, like, sometimes if we're just a mid-level manager, we don't even think we could get to the VP. So we just want to get to like senior manager, right? And so having the CEO type of vision for your life means like, go big, go like see what is possible for yourself out there. Go do some big, fun, incredible thing, even if it's scary. So we got to have CEO vision. And in order to do that, we need to have CEO mindset. We need to have the mindset that is, I'm unstoppable. I'm not going to take no for an answer. We get stuff done. I handle business. Like, all of the mindset that just keeps you progressing and moving forward and making decisions fast. I think one of the big things that CEOs do is they make decisions and they have to make them quick. And sometimes they have to make them without all of the information. And so we need to be able to do that ourselves. And just knowing that, like, you'll keep moving and keep going. And the progression is what is important, not always doing everything right. So we need to have that type of a CEO mindset. And then we need to have CEO leadership. It doesn't matter if we create the vision and the mindset, if we don't lead ourselves and do the things that we need to do, we're never going to create the vision that we set out to create. Mm-hmm. So you have to have mindset, vision, and leadership.
Right. So the CEO pillars, their vision is the first one, mindset and leadership. Okay. So let's just start with that vision. How do you go about creating that? You said to think big and to not hold yourself back. How do you let yourself go there while still believing that you can get to that ultimate vision?
Sometimes we don't need to believe right at first. Sometimes we just need to dream. And we stop doing that after childhood, right? We dream when we're kids and even when we're teenagers, but then for whatever reason, life hits us and we stop dreaming. And so one of the questions that I like to have my clients ask themselves is, what would I just love in my life? What would I love to do if there were no limits? If I could make anything happen, what would it be? And that helps you just kind of and again, we don't have to go after it. Like you don't have, this is not you saying, oh, I want to be the CEO of my corporation and then we have to do it. It's just like, let yourself go there and like in your brain, just kind of play around with it a little bit. And it allows you to kind of tap into what do you actually want? Oftentimes, especially females, especially mothers, we sometimes lose sight of what we actually want. Yeah, going there in your mind and just allowing yourself to kind of dream a little bit is really powerful.
I appreciate you giving permission to just not believe everything right away, because I think often we are practical people, and you're talking about your most of your clients are women. They're thinking, they're considering everybody else around them, trying to see where their career is going to fit in with other people in their lives, with their family. And so often we stop ourselves from letting ourselves dream and have that ultimate vision. We think of all the obstacles first. So I love your suggestion to say, it's okay if you don't believe it. Let's say you don't believe it. We'll just go there anyway. And that little venturing out and letting yourself think of something that may not be totally practical at first, just as the first step, the crack in the door that could lead to something really great.
Oh, absolutely. And to know that then, like, if you actually find something that you want, you don't have to try to get it alone, right? We can hire a coach, we can get mentors. Like, there's other people that once you have that vision, they want to help you get there. That's literally Lee's job, everybody. Just in case you didn't know, Lee will help you with this. So she's a master at it. And so that is so helpful, I think, too, is we then put all of that pressure on ourselves to create it by ourselves. And that's not actually how humans were designed. We are creatures that need each other. And so going and seeking out the individuals that can help you reach your goals and reach that vision is so powerful.
Mm-hmm. Now, that second pillar, mindset, I want you to talk to us about this because you are a certified life coach. You know about how the mind works to drive us towards our goals, prevent us from achieving our goals. What is the mindset that a CEO needs to have? And how do we double down and achieve that CEO mindset?
Well, I really think that the CEO mindset is one that we're not going to stop until we get what we want. Mm-hmm. I'm not saying that we have to go be unethical and break the law or anything like that, but we are relentless in our positive actions of the things that we're going to do to get what we want, mm-hmm. right? We're not going to shy away when life gets hard and when things don't go our way, and we are going to be kind to ourselves. This is one that's been presented to me more and more and more recently, that when things don't go according to how we wanted them to go and planned and all of that, we need to be soft with ourselves and be kind and lovely and compassionate, just like we would be for somebody else. We need to do that for ourselves as well. And so a CEO mindset, it brings in all of that. It brings in relentlessness and determination and drive and grit, but also a sense of softness and love and compassion and just grace as you move through your journey.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so I wrote this one down because I love it. Relentlessness in our positive actions to get what we want. So there's that drive, but then there's that uplifting positive emotion and spirit that goes along with it as well. And I think you talked about the importance of being able to make decisions. And I think that ties into that as well, because so often we get stuck and we feel like we can't make a decision. We don't know, we don't have enough information to make a decision. But just the idea of just moving forward, being positive and moving forward to achieve what we want can get us to new heights.
Absolutely. It's so, so incredible. And I want to just offer, like, oftentimes we don't even understand what's going on in our mind because we haven't been taught how to do that. And so that's again, why we can get outside help and somebody to help us see the perspective and see where we're being blocked and seeing where our mindset isn't useful and helpful. I mean, I just had a friend call me just today and be like, I am a coach and I need a coach. Like, I, please help me for a minute. I can't see my own brain I need your brain to see my brain. And so we worked through the things that were holding her back. And she's like, wow, that just brought me so much hope. Like, I was so in it, so deep in it. And that just brought me hope after 30 minutes. Mm-hmm. And so that's what the power of coaching really can do, especially coaching in situations where you're trying to find a new career and it's challenging and to navigate and that you don't know certain things and you have limiting beliefs about yourself. Having somebody help you unlock all of that is worth its weight in gold.
Right. Now, the third pillar is the leadership pillar. Can you help us, Andra? How do we become that leader of our own life, of our own career?
Well, you can't lead anybody unless you can lead yourself, right? Mm-hmm. We have to start with ourselves. And so when we tell ourselves that we're going to do something, we need to follow through with ourselves. We need to do the things that we say we're going to do. I think we need to learn how to trust ourselves. That's huge in leadership. If somebody doesn't trust you as a leader, they're not going to do what you say that they need to do. And so when we are learning to lead, leading ourselves is so, so powerful. And I think that leadership is one of those topics that a lot of people talk about, but they talk about it in like outside of yourself. But if you can lead yourself, leading other people is easy. It really is. But it's you learning how to lead yourself when you don't want to get out and go. Lee and I both run. I don't know if you've shared this with your podcast, but
Andrew's my running buddy.
We are running buddies when we go on retreats together. And she's way faster than me, y'all. Yeah. I slow her down.
I am twice your height. If you were my height.
That is true. Her legs are way longer than me. This is true.
You would be kicking my butt if we were the same height.
I love it. But anyway, when you tell yourself that you're going to go out on a run and then you don't do it, that is you showing yourself that you can't trust yourself, that you're not leading yourself. But when you say, I'm going to go on a run and you do it, you're leading yourself. So when you say to yourself, I'm going to submit 4 job resumes today and you do it, you are learning to trust yourself and lead by your own example, then doing the things that you say you're going to do. And the more you do it, the more trust you build up, the more resilient you become when things get hard and you're struggling.
Right. And I think, again, in terms of pulling yourself out of the weeds, I think so often we don't even consider leading ourselves. We're just sort of flopping around in the weeds with ourselves. Like, you need to have that strategic view and a compassionate view and kind view, as you said, of yourself, and say, and really like out of body, ask yourself, how can I lead myself? How can I be kind to myself? If I were CEO looking at my life, looking at my career, what would I do?
Yeah. What needs to change?
Yeah.
What little small adjustments do I need to make? Even if it's just one thing. Like, tap into your own self, and you have so much wisdom and knowledge about what needs to happen in your life. Tap into that wisdom and then do what your mind is telling you to do, your gut, because it will lead you in the right direction. If it's email that one person, or I told you to reach out to this person and you haven't done it yet, or whatever it is, or you need to be mentoring this person in your job. And then who knows what is supposed to happen, but you got to be tapping into yourself and leading yourself so that you can create the life that you want to create.
So good, Andra. Andra, how can people get more of you? How can they find you, follow you, contact you?
So my website is andraerickson.com. It's AndraErickson. So andraerickson.com is where you'll find some free content, ways to get in connect with me. I'm on Instagram a little bit. I'm more on LinkedIn. Yay. I hope everybody, Lise helped me with getting on LinkedIn. And then I have, like Lise said, I have a podcast, Be the CEO is the name of the podcast. And if you guys, I know I'm not your ideal person to coach. Lee is, because I don't really work with people that are going into their careers. But if you know somebody that is the female business owner, I would love for you to send them my way. Like anybody that's creating goodness in the world, all females, that's who I work with.
Yes. Female entrepreneurs of all kinds, from coaches to retail to all sorts of different things. Andra Erickson is your woman. She will teach you how to be the CEO of yourself, your life, and your own business. And so, Andra, do you have any just last piece of advice before we sign off?
I think the biggest piece is just decide right now on this pod, right this second, decide that you're going to be the CEO of your life and your career, that it's not up to anybody else, that no one's going to give you any handouts, that you're going to own your life and your career, and that you can build it into whatever it is that you want to build it into. Just decide. I think that's the biggest thing. The indecision will keep you stuck. So just on this podcast, decide. I want to invite you to do that, my friends.
Ooh, I love that. Just saying, okay, you know what? I'm going to start being the CEO of my own life, my own career. I'm going to look at myself as the CEO. And even saying, I am now making the decision to look at myself and become the CEO of my life, of my career. That is the first step. So, Andra, thank you so much for joining me. And for all of you listening, please take good care and know that we're cheering you on. Hey, if you're going back to work after a career break, I have a gift to help you get started. It's my free guide, 4 simple steps you can take today to re-enter the workplace. I love it because it helps you get the ball rolling in a simple, easy, manageable way. Just go to my website, careersequel.com, and click on the red box that says, get the 4 simple steps now. That's careersequel.com. Get the 4 simple steps now. See you there.